This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, April 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Dowling. Here's today's headlines. House GOP's more modest SNAP plan. USDA trade chief, we've got the science. House GOP dials back SNAP wish list. House Republicans have made their first move in the simmering fight that over the federal debt ceiling. And as expected, the GOP debt ceiling bill released yesterday includes a provision to expand work requirements in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Democrats quickly blasted the bill, including the SNAP work provisions. Republicans are preparing to add billions to the deficit while creating crisis after crisis. Higher drug prices for seniors, restricting food assistance for those in need, and cratering the security of countless pensions, said House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal, the Massachusetts Democrat. But the bill's SNAP provisions are significantly more modest than what Republicans have pushed for in the last two farm bills, and less than what many GOP members had been pushing for in recent weeks. The debt ceiling bill would raise the work requirement age to 55 from the current 49. A group of GOP members recently proposed to raise the work requirement to 65 and also apply to parents of children over 6. The House version of what became the 2018 Farm Bill would have raised the age to 59 and also required parents of school-aged kids to work. And that's not all. Other provisions in that 2018 bill would have effectively lowered the income eligibility limit for SNAP in many states by eliminating what's called, quote, broad-based categorical eligibility. So what's next? Well, the GOP debt ceiling bill is DOA in the Senate, even if it can pass the House. So the big question is whether Republicans will still try to use the farm bill to extend the SNAP work rules. Taylor on Mexico's biotech corn bias. The science is on our side. The Biden administration still hasn't announced a decision on whether it will begin a dispute process against Mexico for its restriction on genetically modified white corn. But USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, Alexis Taylor, stressed yesterday that when it comes to support for GMOs, science is on our side. U.S. and Mexican trade and ag officials met recently for technical consultations over Mexico's new prohibition that forbids tortilla makers from using GM white corn, impeding U.S. exports of the commodity. Those talks could lead to a dispute process, but it is still unclear if that is the path the Biden administration will take. We are assessing what we've heard, Taylor told reporters. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. EPA chief stands firm on Biden proposals. EPA Administrator Michael Regan mostly was able to avoid hostile questioning at a four-hour House Agriculture Committee hearing, but one exchange provided its fair share of tension. Representative Derek Van Orden, a Wisconsin Republican, repeatedly interrupted Regan as he tried to respond to the congressman's criticism of the agency's delay in issuing a decision on E15 use this summer and of the agency's tailpipe emissions proposal. You don't want a response, Regan said when Van Orden cut him off. Van Orden relented, and Regan told him that, quote, if the conditions were the exact same as they were last year, I would have issued that E-15 waiver. Van Orden moved on to the tailpipe proposal, saying most of the cobalt needed for electric vehicles is in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He accused the Biden administration of pushing its environmental agenda, quote, on the backs of child minors in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That's an absurd statement, Regan responded, stressing that the tailpipe regulations are in a proposed rule that would not go into effect until 2027. UK signs trade pact with Oklahoma. The United Kingdom has been upfront for years that it wants a free trade agreement with the U.S., but the British are now settling for pacts with individual American states, as the broader nation-to-nation negotiations appear to be going nowhere. British Trade Minister Nigel Huddleston and Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt this week signed a deal to boost trade and investment. Agriculture is one of the, quote, priority areas for cooperation, with a focus on crops such as cotton and hemp, according to the deal. It's the fourth such state-level pact with the UK that after the British reached agreements with Indiana, North Carolina, and South Carolina. The U.S. is our largest trading partner, and these wins reflect our successful twin-track approach to trade, with the U.S. strengthening links with individual states in parallel with work of the federal government, Huddleston said. So what's next? We are currently discussing future agreements with states, including Utah, Texas, and California, the British government said in a statement. Lawmakers told cuts to reclamation would harm the West. Deputy Interior Secretary Tommy Baudrow told lawmakers yesterday that cuts to the Bureau of Reclamation's budget would be harmful to agricultural water needs in the West. Baudrow is in response to a question from House Natural Resources Committee member Grace Napolitano of California, said the current strain on the drought-staved Colorado River requires Congress to provide more funding for the system, not less. To move backwards by cutting our budget with respect to the Bureau of Reclamation and water delivery has the potential to severely impact the 40 million people who rely on that basin for fundamental needs such as drinking water and agriculture, Baudrow said. Senators want dryland inclusion and CREP. Senators Michael Bennett, the Colorado Democrat, and Roger Marshall, the Kansas Republican, are announcing a bill today that would direct the Agriculture Department to allow dryland agricultural uses on some land enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program acreage. The bill, called the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program Improvement Act, would also add dryland crop production and grazing to the list of appropriate conservation practices for the CREP program and allow alfalfa and other continuous cropping systems to be eligible for drought and water conservation CREP agreements. Take note, the Senate Agriculture Committee's Conservation Subcommittee, which Bennett chairs, is holding a hearing on conservation programs today. Finally, here's today's She Said It. I just want to specifically address something that has been talked about a lot, a big thing by House colleagues, House leadership, and just say, newsflash, SNAP has work requirements. That's Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow at a Senate Ag Subcommittee hearing yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, April 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.